Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, guys. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. Happy Friday. Let's have some fun here. We do something called PMI. It's a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting. Josh had the positive
today. I got the P today. Right. Yeah, a man named Michael Harris, he was just looking for some fresh pow in Washington's Cascade Mountains, but this turned into like a survival for one skier because he got buried in an avalanche for a long time. And his wife, this does turn positive though, because his wife actually was able to find him or help locate the search and rescue team with him using the Find My iPhone feature on his iPhone. So they located him and dug him out, but he was buried under there for 4 hours. And we have Michael talking about that.
Hold on. 4 hours away from your wife? I got to start skiing.
Okay, Jeremy.
I
got to
get on the slopes immediately. Yeah, here he is.
Up on that mountain, I'd resigned myself that I probably wasn't coming down that mountain. I'd kind of accepted my fate. And so the surprise to wake up in the back of an ambulance and being treated and feeling alive is something I will never forget.
I was sitting there waiting to just find my husband, anticipating a retrieval of a body.
She's the best. She's my lifesaver.
I wouldn't have believed this story if I had not lived it myself. Because I've been blessed. I have a second chance.
I was reading this story, and I found it really interesting because his wife was actually like, I have not heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
Where's this dude at? So she hopped on her phone and did the Find My iPhone, and she's like, it stayed in one spot on the mountain for like way too long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's like, I gotta let somebody know that I found him and he's not moving.
Well, and she called him, she texted him, he wasn't responding. And, you know, that 4 hours, it's crazy because they say 15 to 30 minutes is like the sweet spot when it comes to rescuing people from avalanche danger. Is if you don't get them within those 15 to 30 minutes, the chances of rescuing them go down dramatically. So
did you 4 hours.
He did.
Well,
he did.
Thing
where he said he did the thing where you move your arms.
You flail,
Like windshield
wipes. Creates a hole.
Yeah.
Create
so
some
that
oxygen.
You can breathe, and he said that he had like a foot or something right in front of his face.
Just about,
where he was able to breathe, Josh, and that's just like, well, thank goodness.
He's alive. I'm glad he's safe. But again, 4 hours,
peace
all
and
alone,
quiet,
quiet, no nagging, no honey-do
list. Wondering if he's going to live. Yeah, I'm sure that's what he'd prefer.
Pretty awesome
to his wife.
What's
crazy.
The minus, Kate?
yeah. This is a minus for one Mr. David Harbour. You might know him from Jim Hopper on Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, Hopper.
Okay, so Lily Allen, that is her ex-husband, because they were married for a minute and they looked like they were so in love, but then we found out he was cheating on her a lot.
He's
like,
a cheater, pumpkin eater?
A lot, yeah. Oh, and she was mad about it. Lily Allen is sassy, so she didn't take this just laying down. She actually has a show. She has her tour that she's doing right now called her West End Girl Tour, and on the very first stop, she shocked her fans by wearing a dress made of receipts showing things that her ex-husband allegedly bought for other women.
She's feisty.
This dress is
feisty.
Long, too. Like, it's a long
list. Do we know some of the items?
Of things. Well, in her song, 4chan Stan, she talks about how at the end of the song, the ex-husband, bought a Bergdorf Goodman, the purse.
Yeah.
So he bought one of those for one of the mistresses. Those are expensive purses.
He must have really liked her.
In the song, she talks about how they bought the purse for them. Oh. So it's just, when this story broke, it was so intense because it's like, no, not Hopper. He's not a bad guy.
He's a good-looking
guy,
though.
Like,
he's a pimp.
Like, everybody loves Hopper from Stranger Things.
But a jerk,
things.
Apparently.
In real life, he's doing bad things to Lily Allen. So
I like
minus.
Her comeback, though.
Oh, it's the best comeback ever.
You're not supposed to hold receipts, though, on your skin. Oh, it gives you cancer, so hopefully she didn't wear it too long.
Well, I think it's just on the tail of her dress.
Okay,
so I think
good.
She's okay. But, still.
Look at me reading too much Dateline news. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Katie, this is right up your alley for when you finally get fired from this job.
Oh.
I got some good news for you. Wendy's is hiring a chief tasting officer, or a CTO. It pays $100,000 a year. The bad thing is it's just a temporary role.
Uh-huh.
But the job listing says that basically you're just going to be paid to eat Wendy's. You're going to bring the vibes, the taste, and creativity to the company like nobody else can, frankly. You're just getting paid to eat and then make content about it. Uh-huh. This is right up your alley. This is all you do.
It's so funny.
Is eat and make content.
I woke up this morning. This was the first story that popped up on the very first thing my algorithm knows this morning was this story. So I've already applied. I want you to know.
Have you really? Absolutely. They said there's no benefits. You're not going to get a dental plan, but the biggest perk is $100,000 and a job that AI can't steal because no mouth, bro.
Yeah, robots don't eat.
No, they sure don't. There you go, guys. There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting. Having a little fun with Jeremy, Katie, Josh at Mix 100. We'll be back in 3 minutes.